Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
We welcome those of you who are visiting us here in person, and we welcome all of you who are joining us via television, radio, and social media this day. Thank you for your presence and letting us come into your homes. Today we begin the opening of the Synod that our Holy Father Pope Francis has asked of us to participate in, all of the churches of the world. And so I begin by reading our bishop's letter before we begin our celebration. Dear brothers and sisters, in the Gospel of Mark today, Jesus encounters a blind man named Bartimaeus. He needed help and believed Jesus was the one who could assist him. The people around him told him to keep quiet. Probably they judged his need to be of no importance to Jesus. Bartimaeus, however, did not stop. He continued to call out, "Son of David, have pity on me." Despite the disapproval of others, Jesus took time to listen to Bartimaeus without judging him to be undeserving of God's care, but in fact gave the man his full attention. As they began to talk, Jesus simply asked him what he wanted, and Bartimaeus replied that he wanted to see. Jesus restored his sight because he recognized something more in him. He recognized faith. His persistent faith was a sign that he wanted God to be near him and to have Jesus accompany him. My sisters and brothers, the gospel passage is a suitable episode to introduce us to the invitation to walk together and to journey together as Jesus' disciples did at the beginning of the church. We are called to not pass by one another as strangers, but to pause and to get to know one another. We are asked to seek out the lost and not to ignore those who have turned away. We are charged with taking time with those who, like Bartimaeus, cannot see or do not understand or have deep questions about their relationship with God, with the church, or even experience division within their families. In the light of this encounter between Jesus and the blind man Bartimaeus, I officially open today our participation as the Diocese of Corpus Christi with the diocesan phase of the Synod of Synodality. For a synodal church of communion, participation, and mission, our Holy Father Pope Francis is encouraging us to return to the spirit found among Jesus' disciples and followers at the beginning of the church. They lived in communion with one another, especially through the Eucharist and their love for one another. They participated in supporting one another as the body of Christ by sharing their unique gifts and talents. And together, they witnessed themselves to be friends of Christ. Some shed their own blood to show their love for him, but most showed that they knew him by their love through word and deed. Communion, participation, and mission are all essential elements of a synodal church, being the body of Christ together. I invite you, brothers and sisters, to be a part of this journey of faith in order to experience being a family in Christ. The Second Vatican Council described the Church as the body of Christ and the family of God. The journey of synodality can assist us to reclaim who we truly are in God's eyes. Plans are being made to offer opportunities for us to come together and share moments of faith as a renewal of families, parishes, school communities, and within neighborhoods. And details will be made available in the coming weeks and months. And I ask that you keep in touch with the synodal process through the information that will be shared with your pastors for parish bulletins, websites, and social medias throughout the Diocese of Corpus Christi. To begin, I encourage you to read or reread the article in the spring 2021 edition of the South Texas Catholic and other articles available on our website and other Catholic media sites. I am excited about our synodal journey as we encounter Jesus together and through the presence of the Holy Spirit are able to strengthen our mission of encountering many Bartimaeuses today. May Mary, Mother of the Church, Seat of Wisdom, be our companion on this journey in the same way that she accompanied those who first followed her son, Bishop Mulvey. To begin this wonderful journey together as the family of Christ, let us stand and sing as we begin our celebration.
Thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
My sisters and brothers, I welcome you in such great numbers this morning here in the Cathedral of Corpus Christi, and those who are watching on television, streaming, and listening on radio and the internet. Nothing's new, and yet everything is new. Nothing changes, and yet the spirit by which we live our life can change and mature, and that is what we are here to celebrate today. And so let us begin with our baptismal rite, the rite that we all have shared in, which has made us the family of the church, the family of God, and the body of Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather around the Word of God and the Eucharistic table, we entrust ourselves to Him as we begin the synodal process in our local church of Corpus Christi. We rely on the maternal intercession of Mary, Queen of the Apostles and Mother of the Church. Renewal is God's dream and desire, His ongoing work in the world. Let us pray that the renewing spirit may offer the gift of newness to all of us and animate the pilgrim and missionary journey of the church to be a sign and a servant of renewal of all things in Christ. We recognize God's presence at hand and at work in our lives as He remained faithful to us in spirit and during our infidelities. We beg for forgiveness as we heed anew the call to renewal. We recommit ourselves to a radical conversion of mind and heart and our openness to the Spirit, that we may be sent out on a pilgrim path of the synodality journey as a missionary church. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, let us humbly beseech the Lord our God to bless this water that He created, which will be sprinkled on us as a memorial of our baptism. May He help us by His grace to remain faithful to the Holy Spirit we have received. Almighty, ever-living God, who willed through water, the fountain of life and the source of purification, even souls should be cleansed and receive the gift of eternal life. Be pleased, therefore, to bless this water by which we seek protection on this your day, the day of the Lord. Renew the living spirit of your grace within us and grant that by this water we may be defended from all ills of spirit and body and so approach you with hearts made clean and worthily receive your salvation through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God cleanse us of our sins and through the celebration of this Eucharist make us worthy to share at the table of His kingdom.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, ruler and guardian of your church, pour out, we pray, upon your servants a spirit of truth, understanding, and peace, that they may strive with all their hearts to know what is pleasing to you, and then pursue it with all their strength. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations, proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them back from the land of the north. I will gather with them from the ends of the world, with the blind and the lame in their midst, the mothers and those with child. They shall return as an immense throng. They departed in tears, but I will console them and guide them. I will lead them to brooks of water on a level road, so that none shall stumble. For I am a father to Israel. Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal patiently with the ignorant and erring, for he himself is beset by weakness, and so, for this reason, must make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, it was not Christ who glorified himself in becoming high priest, but rather the one who said to him, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you," just as he says in another place, "You are a priest forever," according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." He threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to him, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told him, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
here we are 2 weeks late to open our synodal process. The Holy Father opened it in Rome for the whole church 2 weeks ago. We were supposed to do it last week, but all the bishops of Texas were at different meetings. So some did it this week, and we're doing it this weekend. It's actually been a benefit because you can go on Zoom and look at all the other mistakes and successes and things that have been happening. And I want to thank Father Pete for the great work that he's done to make this celebration today meaningful and also very beautiful. Synodality. I'm sure many of us are still thinking, well, what is it? What do we have to do? All of those American tangible questions, what do we have to do? And I want to say, I'm going to speak more from experience in my heart, we don't really have to do anything. What the church is asking us to do, the Holy Spirit is asking us to be who we really are. To be. To relook at the way we live our Christian life in reference to one another and to those around us. We are to live by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is oftentimes been referred to as the unknown God. The one is at the end of the trilogy of Father, Son, oh yes, and Holy Spirit. But when we look at it, Jesus left us the Holy Spirit to animate the church, to remind us of all that Jesus taught us, and to give us wisdom. And for that reason, it is so important, sisters and brothers, that we repay attention anew to the Holy Spirit. It's sometimes scary for people because Spirit, Holy, where? In a moment, I'm going to give you two examples. Hopefully, I prefer to teach from example or by experience than just theory. But in a certain sense, we walk day by day as men and women committed to Jesus Christ, living by His Spirit. It's almost as if we could say we live on retreat. Because what happens when we go on retreat? When we get away from it all, we go on retreat, we put ourselves in front of God, we ask for new courage, new conversion, we ask for the Holy Spirit, and then we leave, and many times we always become what we were before. Right? I mean, if we're honest, I know for me, we forget. Synodality introduces us to be on retreat all the time. That's not easy. It's not something that's magical. But since I'm giving a retreat beginning tomorrow in Knoxville, Tennessee, preparing these past couple of weeks, I have a lot of notes, which I'm not going to give all of them to you. But 30 years ago, as a young priest, I went on one of my first retreats with the priest of my diocese. And just coming out of a five-year retreat, you might say, in the sense of being in the seminary, I watched one of the priests, and this is not a criticism of him at all, but I think it was kind of common in our own lives. I watched him enter into the retreat house, and literally he had a television like this with the cord being pulled along the way, a radio, a television, and some clothes hanging around his arm. I've never forgotten that image. It's not a judgment. But I've always thought of it, what does it say to us about our relationship with God? And I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about you and me. Are we not burdened with everything? We've got to be up to date. Got to have our radio. We've got to have our television. Or today, 40-something years later, we got to have the internet, we've got to have our iPad, our iPhone, our noise-blocking earphones, maybe a newspaper. We got to stay in touch. We've got to be filled with so many things, so many things. And when we understand the Holy Spirit, at least as presented from the first book of Kings, when Elijah was looking for the Spirit was not in the hurricane, was not in the fire, was not in the roar, of the earth. It was in a gentle, gentle breeze. That God speaks in wisdom in a gentle way. And so in a certain sense, I think the first step for us in synodality is maybe examining ourselves. What needs to go? What don't I need to look at? What don't I need to hear? What are the things that fill me with all sorts of ideas and opinions and ideologies that don't need to be there, to where I cannot listen? St. Ignatius used to speak of holy indifference, to get rid of those things which do not lead us to God and pick up those things that lead us to God. In no way does this take us out of the world. Jesus said that you are in the world, you must be in the world, but you're not of it. So what are those things, if we're going to renew ourselves to be synodal people, what are the things that we need to remove that bring us to the world? I did a whole year of spiritual preparation several years ago, and at the end of the year-long course, a wonderful woman who was part of the faculty, you might say, of this course came to wish us well and say goodbye to all of us. And I asked her, we asked questions, and I said, how do you live for unity and the Spirit and all the things that we love to hear about in a contentious meeting, knowing that I was going back into a parish and other places? She looked at me square in the eye and she said, you do this. You go to that meeting and you listen to everyone, no matter how long it takes, and you don't say a word, but you listen in here and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the wisdom that He wants. Now, I didn't realize that I was asking her, how do you live synodality? And I didn't realize 40-something years ago she was telling me how to live synodality. But as I look back, that's exactly what it is. How do we listen to one another in the family, in parish groups, even in civil society, in our governmental groups? How can we listen? And so the moment came in the first place that I was a pastor, and the ladies' club asked me to come and be with them one evening in preparation for their Christmas dinner and celebration. They had something to decide, so they wanted me there. So I went to be with them, and as I sat there, the discussion began, and it was about which brand of fried chicken we were to serve at the dinner. Because Maria's husband doesn't like this brand, I won't name the brands, and Sally's husband doesn't like, it was all about the husbands. And I listened to the virtues of all of these chicken recipes. Now, I'm a new pastor, I'm teaching in a high school, I'm sure I was on some committees with the diocese. In other words, I had other things to do, as we all do, right? And we can go with our guns loaded to say, ladies, it really doesn't matter. That'll cut it off short, right? It'll also cut you out of the community. But how do we listen? And so I took Vali's advice, and I listened to each one of them joyfully. I mean, it was a real moment of the Spirit for me. And so at the end, they said, well, let's ask Father what he thinks. So that's when I said, come, Holy Spirit, grant me the wisdom to say what I need to say. And I simply said this. I had this and did not have this in mind because I didn't know I was going to be asked. And I said, well, you know, listening to this, I'm very excited about the upcoming dinner for Christmas. I think we ought to have a little of all of it so that everybody can share. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. That is so beautiful. So we had churches and Ron's and everybody else down the road for Christmas. But see, synodality can be fun, too. It's just the way we do things. Instead of going into a meeting to tell everybody what they need to know, it's to listen first. And then the Holy Spirit comes in a hidden, silent, quiet way and just says, say this. That can be done in families. Could families begin to sit down each week in a prayer moment? Maybe there's nothing to discuss. But just to talk about what's the week been like, that's synodality. What's been going on in the family? When's our next vacation? So many things that we tend to just do in a mechanical way. We've always done it that way. But listening to the Spirit is stopping to hear one another. It also prepares us not just internally in a parish or in the family, but also beyond. A few months ago, I was asked to go and visit with a group of people who are homeless here in Corpus Christi. I was asked by some of the people among you as well that deal so beautifully with the people on the street here. And so many of you do this as well. You listen. And so there were a little meeting, and they had three spokespersons there. But it was to listen to their stories. All of them were baptized. Some were Catholic. They're all part of the body of Christ. And I know the sisters deal with this every day. Do we characterize them, or do we listen to them? And it was a powerful experience, you know, with all of my experience of life and everything I've done, to go and sit in front of three humble people living on the street with no answers, nothing to teach them, but to listen to them. Synodality is an attitude. It's an attitude of listening. And from that listening, I encountered them, I got to know them. I listened to their stories, listened to their needs. I want to see, I want to hear, I want to walk. And then together, we continue to look for solutions for what their needs are. We're not a social service organization, primarily. That's the mission part. But we cannot go to mission doing things until we know who people are, listen to them, and respond accordingly. That's synodality. Simple, simple, simple to talk about, not so simple to live. There are always moments in any organization, in any governmental structure, in families, because if you think about it in those terms, sisters and brothers, the way we are created, we're created to come together. We're created to be a family. We're created to listen to one another. And when we don't, what's happening now? When we don't listen to one another, chaos, anger, disputes, division happens. As a church, we're being called to sort of lead the way again, together with many other churches, to be people who can teach others, simply by example, how to listen, how to meet people, and how to respond, to listen to the Holy Spirit. That is the beauty of synodality today. And so we entrust this new initiative. I'm not going to get into any details because we are a synodal people, and so all the details that will be rolled out to the diocese are still in the making. But through our website, our social media, parish bulletin announcements, there will be ways for all of us in one way or another to get together and just listen to one another, listen to the Holy Spirit together. Some of the team that's part of that is right here with us. They're hearing me, so they know that we're going to be doing that as soon as we can. So let us all be patient. Let us all be a part of this. The process is between now and April, we will have different types of opportunities to listen, to share, There'll be some things over the internet for those who are not able to come to express themselves, so that we can give this to the Holy Father eventually, so that if the real synod, the big one, I shouldn't say real, but the big one in 2023, they'll have all of our information together with that from around the world. I believe it's all going to be the same. We're all human beings. We all have the same needs. And what we express, I'm sure, is going to be expressed by so many people. So let's think about our church. Let's think about our families, our young people, our people that are in need, our elderly people, people who may be what we call on the periphery, that we don't pay enough attention to. We're thinking of them. How can we reach them better in mission? And we entrust all of this to our Blessed Mother, whom we will honor at the end of Mass, Mother of the Church, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Pray for us. Brothers and sisters, since we have received the waters of baptism at the beginning of Mass in place of the Nicene Creed today, let us renew our baptismal promises. Dear brothers and sisters, through the Paschal mystery, we have been buried with Christ in baptism so that we may walk with him in newness of life. And so let us renew the promises of holy baptism, by which we once renounced Satan and all his works and promised to serve God in the Holy Catholic Church. And so I ask you these questions. Do you renounce Satan?
I do.
And all his works?
I do.
And all his empty show?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Amen.
My sisters and brothers, as we await with longing the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us renew with devotion and beseech God's mercy, so that as he came into the world as our Savior to bring good news, we may, in our own time, give to him the prayers and the needs that we now express.
For God's holy Church, that it may be a light to the nations and the universal sacrament of salvation, walking with all peoples to the kingdom of God, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and the holy, faithful people of God in the Diocese of Corpus Christi, that the celebration of this synod may help us to discern God's will and to boldly carry it out, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all civil and public authorities, that they may always seek the common good, acting with justice and integrity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, the lonely, the oppressed, and the suffering, that they may never be discarded, but rather treasured and cared for as the face of Christ in a suffering world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ourselves gathered here, that this synodal process may lead us even deeper into the communion of the Church, foster our participation in it, and equip us to go out on mission, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Joe Cuevas, Pete Gonzalez Jr., Minnie Gonzalez, Renee Gonzalez, and Jesse Gomez, that they may enter the eternal rewards promised by Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O God, our refuge and our strength, hear our prayers today. For you yourself are the source of all devotion. And grant, we pray, that what we ask in faith we may truly obtain. Through Christ our Lord. pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Praise the glory of his name. Look upon the offerings of your servants, O God of all compassion, and bestow on them the grace of your light, that they may have a true understanding of what is right in your eyes, and boldly carry it out. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you bestow gifts suited to every season and guide in the governing of your church in wonderful ways. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you come unfailingly to her aid, so that with a heart always subject to you, she may never fail to seek your help in time of trouble, nor cease to give you thanks in time of joy through Christ our Lord. And so in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread and
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Took the chalice and giving you
the weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.
Of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world.
To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, we give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. As the family of God and brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we pray to the Father as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and
forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that the holy gifts we have received may confirm your servants in truth and prompt them to seek the honor of your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. As we conclude, we would like to offer a bouquet of roses, flowers, to our Blessed Mother. And to do that, we have a group of young people from the parish who are going to assist in that. But in the meanwhile, let us pray together the synodal prayer, which I believe is in your bulletin. We could pray that together, please. And we'd ask that you pray this every day through this process over the next few months and even beyond. It's a prayer that was prayed at the beginning of the Second Vatican Council and in many of the synods throughout the centuries in the Church, always calling the Holy Spirit to guide and to be with the Church. We stand before you, Holy Spirit, as we gather together in your name. With you alone to guide us, make yourself at home in our hearts. Teach us the way we must go and how we are to pursue it. We are weak and sinful. Do not let us promote disorder. Do not let ignorance lead us down the wrong path, nor partiality influence our actions. Let us find in you our unity, so that we may journey together to eternal life and not stray the way of truth and what is right. We ask of you, who are at work in every place and time, in communion with the Father and the Son, forever and ever. Amen. I just want to say something very special to this very special group of people in the Church, because as you know, at your age, you're going to be around a long time, I hope, right? And the people, one of the groups of people that we want to listen to this year is you. What is your experience of Jesus? Who is Jesus for you? Who is God the Father? Who is the Holy Spirit? Who is Mary? What's the Church? These are big questions, right? So we're not in CCD class to tell you. We want to hear from you, okay? So as you prepare yourself over the next couple of months, just think about that. Who is God to me, okay? How do I experience God? Because when I'm sad, do I go to God? Is he there? Yes. Do I experience Jesus, who told me many things in the gospel, Mary? So just to kind of, what is your experience of faith? And that's what this is all about, to listen to you, as we'll listen to the adults as well, but especially to the young people, to hear you so that we can, as a Church, help you better and we can walk together, okay? So you're not tagging along, all right? You're not tagging along like a tail. We want you to walk with us. Is that clear? Okay, so let's turn to the Blessed Mother and just say a Hail Mary, asking her to help us, okay? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, if you'll just stay where you are, I'll go back and give the final blessing, and you can walk out with me, okay? The Lord be with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.